7. It's continuous Christmas favorites. Hey, it's Scott Richards. Wednesday morning is when we jump in on the Monty in the Morning show, and we have a conversation with South Strand internists or the new location of Strand Urgent Care. This morning, Dr. Adler, first of all, good morning. And today, it's autoimmune, I don't know if we should say diseases or autoimmune conditions.
Well, Scott, good morning. And it is generally termed autoimmune disorders.
Okay.
And again, this is a group of conditions that result from the body's immune system attacking itself. And this is sometimes a difficult diagnosis to make, but often for people who are having a variety of medical illnesses that no one can seem to put the finger on. And frequently I'll have patients that come to me and they've been to multiple doctors and clinics, and they got a variety of different symptoms ranging from joint pains, muscle pains, fatigue. They don't feel good. There's, you know, just very vague kinds of things that nobody's really kind of found an answer. And on occasion, with further testing, some of these people do have an autoimmune disorder.
Now, are we talking about something that is specifically named? For example, this is one of the autoimmune disorders, or is it just a general overall, there's just something not quite right?
So the general term of autoimmune disorder actually is just a sort of a overall description of many other specific conditions that are related to the body's immune system attacking itself. So, for example, rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, some forms of skin disorders, lupus, are all part of this spectrum of what we call autoimmune disorders, which is, you know, again, a very strange condition. Something has triggered the body to sort of attack itself. So our immune system generally is designed to protect us against outside invaders and foreign infections and different things. But on occasion, the immune system is somehow acting inappropriately, where it actually turns against itself and will literally attack the body, whether it be a joint, or it could be a blood vessel, or it could be a body organ, or it could be the skin. So again, this is a condition which, again, can cause many different symptoms from very mild to very severe.
So the big question is, once we determine that there is an autoimmune disorder, I imagine there's, what are all the options? What do you do? Can you give people relief and maybe give them some comfort that there is a name to what they're suffering?
And that's very important. Again, many people are very frustrated because they've, you know, again, been to many doctors and sometimes various specialists, and nobody's really been able to put their finger on the problem. And again, there are a variety of tests that can check the immune system through blood work. On occasion, sometimes biopsies are important for certain conditions, which can show that this is an immune disorder, and somehow, again, the body is attacking itself. Once that diagnosis can be made, then, again, there are very specific treatments out there, depending on the condition, which can have very profound effects for some people. Again, many of these commercials we see on television every day for these new drugs to treat Crohn's disease and different arthritic disorders. These are some of the newer drugs that are out that literally are altering and affecting the immune system. And again, many different drugs that we have available for people, for some can be very profound and life-changing. Mm. Now, for other people, again, some of these conditions are a bit harder to treat. You know, again, some of the conditions that we see can be triggered by an infection. So again, we hear a lot in the past, or some of us who watch television shows are familiar with Lyme disease.
Yes.
And conditions where people have gone all around the world trying to find remedies. And again, you know, some of these are much harder to treat. We know, again, that the body's immune system is affected by many different things, including our mental condition and our nutritional state and just the body being in perfect balance sometimes. And again, these are things we don't quite understand. Things can trigger the immune system to go awry, so it's not working the way it should appropriately. And again, I think, you know, we are getting to the point now with our knowledge and understanding of the immune system where we're beginning to understand how that works and how we can actually first identify and make a diagnosis and then tailor a very specific remedy to the problem.
You talked about a balance and keeping your immune system in balance. I mean, is that something you're able to do without the medicines of let's find a way to enhance and improve your immune system? Is that a first step?
For people whose symptoms are mild and they're not in, you know, a potential life-threatening situation or they're not really having profound symptoms, often that would be the first step. For many people, just getting some of these things in balance, often either it's the diet, it's stress, it's lack of sleep. You know, there's many variables that affect the body in different ways. The immune system, again, is very sensitive to the body's balance, if you want to call that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think, you know, the description of the word that we use, disease, is really dis-ease. So again, you know, disease or dis-ease really is a condition where the body is not in balance. It's not at ease. So any condition that has the body out of balance can affect many different systems, including the immune system. So there are a variety of ways that sometimes we sort of encourage and help patients kind of explore that. And again, some of those are by different avenues that are not all traditional. And again, whatever it takes to try to help people restore sort of a healthy balance.
Now, it sounds, though, at the beginning you said this is relatively rare. How often are you seeing this? You have a cold, you have the flu, you have other issues. Is it relatively rare, or is it often enough that it gives you a little concern?
Well, it's often enough that on a daily basis, you know, I'll see several people who have some component of this, whether it's been clearly diagnosed or not. But again, you know, everything that, you know, is a health disorder is not always clear cut. You know, colds and different conditions sometimes are very clear in making diagnosis. But quite frequently, patients come into the office with a variety of symptoms that don't seem to add up. And these are the situations where you really have to look at and explore this possibility of the immune system and its effect on the body. And again, that often, you know, does lead into a sort of a whole new direction in terms of treatment. Sometimes referrals to specialists. So again, certain conditions, whether it's, for example, rheumatoid, often are best treated by specialists such as rheumatologists.
Mm-hmm.
People with certain disorders of the intestinal tract, and again, things like Crohn's and ulcerative colitis, which are also conditions of the immune system, are often treated with specialists of the gastroenterologists who, again, use a variety of medications. And then you get into the realm of conditions that can affect our hormonal balance. Thyroid conditions, even diabetes, can be a result of these autoimmune conditions that attack our glands that produce hormones. And again, some of these conditions do require the help of rheumatologists and specialists. In the more rare cases of conditions that are very difficult to treat, often we have to rely on some of the specialists that we have in the medical universities and the higher educational facilities, people who are specially trained in immunology, immunologists, and again, they have a lot more sophisticated tools to kind of look at the immune system and often come up with treatment options when really everything else has failed.
Well, it sounds like the first step is to stick with it because a thorough examination and identifying that there is some sort of a disorder is going to be the first step. Dr. Adler, of course, if you are looking for a medical provider, you can find none better at South Strand Internist, Dr. Adler, and, of course, at Strand Urgent Care. That's Dr. J. Vance Vandergriff. Always informative, and, of course, we'll have this as a podcast both on South Strand and on Easy Radio. Dr. Adler, thank you so much. It is always informative, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Scott.